Good evening. This is an interview for the Michigan Writers Series, Friday, September 15th, 2006. Tonight, I'm talking with Lev Raphael, one of America's foremost second-generation writers, and also a former creative writing professor here at Michigan State University. Welcome, Lev.
Hi, it's great to be here.
What do you find most challenging or interesting about being a second-generation writer?
Well, there's the whole question of what do you have rights to in terms of stories? Do you have the right to tell your parents' stories or stories of that generation? And then secondarily, there's the question of how can art deal with something so enormous? And so it's easily, I think all writers can feel intimidated by writers who have come before them. Here, it's not so much writers who come before you, but events that have come before you that loom really large.
How did then growing up the son of Holocaust survivors influence or affect your writing the most?
Well, I think it made me very much an observer and an outsider because the Holocaust was not spoken of a lot. It's hard to imagine that a time when that happened, but in the 50s and 60s, it really wasn't widely spoken of. There weren't all these Holocaust memorials and museums. And so in many ways, I felt within my family and within my world isolated as a child of Holocaust survivors because my parents were so different from everyone else around me who had, you know, basically a normal American life, if there is such a thing.
Right. So how did you first get started writing then?
Oh, I was in love with stories in second grade. I mean, I was a very early reader. I was reading Life magazine in first grade, and I was pretty advanced as a reader, and I just would read books to pieces that I loved, and I wanted to be one of the people who wrote those books that I took out of the library. I was in love with libraries. I mean, we lived down the street from a beautiful Gothic turn-of-the-century library with enormous windows and light streaming, and it was really very much like a church. I mean, and I did feel devoted to being there, and nobody ever told me, you can't take that book out. It's too old for you. I was never stopped from reading anything, so I was very lucky.
You mentioned that the Three Musketeers, I believe, was your favorite book growing up.
I still have the copy that I read when I was a kid. Yeah, it's the binding is broken. Some of the pages are missing, and I would just pick it up, read it from beginning to end, and then read it over again. It really drove my parents crazy because they said you have to read something else. But for a while, I didn't see why.
What did you like about that the most?
Oh boy! Well, it's an amazing story. It's very exciting. It's intense. I think it's a story I could relate to the character because he himself, D'Artagnan, is really out of place. He comes from the provinces. He doesn't fit in with Paris. He has to make his way in the world. And I think I identified with it the way all little boys do with, you know, anybody with a sword or a lightsaber or a pirate. I mean, whether it's genetic or not or cultural or both, we identify with heroes. And he was a hero that I admired very much. And he also encountered tragedies. So there along the way, you know, his the woman he's in love with is poisoned, and some very dark things happen.
So were there any other authors that influenced you in your writing or other works that
I loved science fiction from a very early age. I discovered Isaac Asimov's I, Robot probably in second or third or fourth grade, somewhere in there, and I just read it to pieces, and I was fascinated by it. And for many years, that was primarily what I read was science fiction. I've never written it, but I was fascinated by it, and I read all the greats, Heinlein and Pohl and Ursula K. Le Guin, everybody who, in the 60s was really a golden age of science fiction, and that's who I read.
You had some early success on your first publication, and then it seemed after that it was much more difficult to get published.
Oh yeah, I started at the top in a way. I won a prestigious award, judged by a famous editor, Martha Foley, and the story was published in Red Book. I made a lot of money. I made a lot of prize money. I got fan mail. agents contacted me, and Red Book at the time had 4.5 million readers. I got contacts of all kinds. And then sort of nothing happened for 5 or 6 years, no matter what I wrote and no matter whom I sent it to. And it was a real shock, you know, because after you hit a height like that, it's hard to come down from it.
Right, definitely. How is living and working in Michigan?
Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it. This is home. This is home. I live in a very quiet subdivision, Indian Hills. I'm in love with my house and my yard and the neighborhood, the big old trees. And I love the sense of Michigan's beaches and parks and the UP just there for you at any time. I was very lucky when I came here for grad school. Within 3 weeks, I was in a car driving across the bridge to the UP. And it's one of the most spectacular sights in the world. And I just fell in love. I also fell in love with Michigan State's campus, which in spring is spectacular. So yeah, I love it here. I can't imagine living anywhere else. And given global warming, I don't think I should live anywhere else, because I think we're on the edge of the bad zone.
That's true. You've written many types of genres, mysteries, nonfiction, memoirs. Is there any particular type you like writing about the most?
Well, even though I've published 6 mysteries, I don't prefer the mystery genre to any of the others. I've done psychology and biography and a children's book. I've done so many of the series books in the mystery series because that's what, you know, the publisher wants. And I also enjoy coming back to that world and that voice as a break. That's sort of my fun. Those are my fun books, okay. You know, where I could just relax in between other books. I love it all. I mean, and I love reviewing. There really isn't anything that I haven't enjoyed writing or I wouldn't write. I've never understood people who complain about how difficult and painful and soul-wrenching writing is. For me, it's pure joy. Even revisions and editing, I love doing that. And in fact, I've moved into a new genre. I'm writing a historical novel at the moment, which really I didn't expect to be writing. But that's what has happened to me a lot in my career over, you know, 25 odd years, is that I find myself writing a book I didn't expect to write. And that's just the serendipity of it all.
Oh, that's really interesting. That's what I was going to ask you next. What kind of works you're looking to write either now or in the near future?
Well, I'm also working on a sort of modernist, splintered kind of memoir novel, a cross between the two. And I'm also working on a second memoir. And then at the back of my mind is the next mystery, because the publisher will want that after this one is out. So, but who knows? I mean, something else might come up. I don't have any science fiction ideas.
Okay. So we'll hold off on waiting for science fiction for a while.
Sorry.
That's all right. Well, thank you very much, Lev, for participating in the MSU Library's Michigan Writer Series, and good luck with your reading tonight.
Great. Thank you for having me.